Last spring, oil lobbyists came to the state pushing to remove the ban on nearshore drilling. They see drilling as the cure-all for the economy's problems. But Phil Compton, the regional representative for Sierra Club, remembers the 10 weeks of cleanup both Indonesia and Australia experienced when a spill occurred in the Timor Sea in August.
If we had that same new technology that they used in the Timor Sea operating here, because the rig that went kaplooey and off Australia's coast was a new rig, same kind that they're saying would be safe here. If there were an accident of that magnitude here, it would cover the entire coast of Florida. All of our beaches would be covered with oil, and that impact would last for decades. That's not something that we're willing to risk.
The risks involve humans and animals. Oil spills release harmful chemicals like lead and mercury into the waters, which then contaminate the fish we eat, causing harmful impact in humans, such as reproductive and developmental problems. Adam Rivera, an advocate with Environment Florida, questions what companies these lobbyists represent.
These lobbyists never told us, and still haven't told us, what companies they represent. So, I mean, that's a big deal for Floridians. We don't know anything about, you know, the environmental track record of these companies, whether they'd be, you know, willing to assume liability for a catastrophic accident like a major spill. I mean, that's a pretty big deal.
If you'd like to make a stand, on the 13th of February, Hands Across the Sand will take place on a beach near you. Floridians are coming together to stand and make a long line on a lot of different beaches to show the world, legislature, and Congress how important the beaches are to you. In the meantime, call or write your local state legislature about what you think about this debate. Reporting from Clearwater for WMNF News, I'm Lauren Martinez.